Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Hour 2, begins right now from these Crossbreed Holster Studios. How the heck are you today? Boy, if you were listening to the previous hour of the program, segment 4 about the National Rifle Association is just enough. I have to be really careful about how I frame my conversation relative to the NRA, and I want to make it very clear to listeners. Let me go back to those of you who might just be jumping in right now in Armed American Radio. In my previous hour, Alan Gottlieb joined me for a couple segments, and I was able to take over the conversation and close out the show with, I guess you would call it, with my disgust, really. Anger, okay, either way, but really, truly, the actual term would be disgust. I am disgusted by what I am seeing happen inside the National Rifle Association from an outsider. I am simply a member. I guess that makes me a little bit more of an insider than anybody else, but I'm getting my information from the same sources that an outsider is. News reports from places like the Washington Post, Bloomberg, the New York Times, places I don't really like to get any quote-unquote news from. So it disgusts me, and yes, it angers me, that I get information from the National Rifle or about the National Rifle Association from these places. And I hesitate to call them sources. They are not. They hate the National Rifle Association. They are nothing more, any of those outlets are nothing more than propaganda wings of the Democrat Party, the Socialist Party, period. So I am disgusted by it. And in segment 4, I went into a little bit of detail about my feelings on yet another lawsuit filed by the National Rifle Association, this time against Oliver North. And, of course, the ousting, if you will, of Chris Cox, the suspension of Chris Cox, the head of the – he's their chief lobbyist running the NRA, ILA, of course, the Institute for Legislative Action. So what does that do? What does that mean? Where does that leave us? Us, I'm a member. Where does that leave us as gun owners is what I'm referring to relative to the National Rifle Association. I'm not sure where it leaves. Honestly, it's actually going to be kind of fun to watch, but it's disgusting to me because here we go into what the National Rifle Association management, top level echelon, elitist leadership should know. And that is this is going to be the worst anti-gun campaign in American history ever. And this reeks to me and stinks to me of an individual at the top, and I'm going to name names at this stage of the game. It's Wayne LaPierre. It appears to me that all of this is coming from Wayne LaPierre, suspension of Chris Cox. It looks like Wayne is trying to consolidate power at the top, almost with a, what are you going to do about me now? And none of that is any good for the National Rifle Association. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm just giving you my guess. It's just a guess. But where else is this coming from? Wayne LaPierre's upset, all, let's just say, backside hurt, if you will. I think that's the term I used. Popo hurt. I used that term on the Friday show with my good friend Lee Williams. He's popo hurt that information came out. He's popo hurt that somebody tried to oust him. He's popo hurt that there are people that think he should step down. He's popo hurt about all of that, and it's almost like he's acting in a vindictive way. This appears to me to be the king that refuses to leave. This is a Game of Thrones type deal here. I mean, this is what it looks like. And if Wayne LaPierre can't figure that out, that those of us are sitting out here going, what are you doing here? Don't you have any clue what this looks like you're doing? Let me ask you this question. If you're an NRA member listening to the program right now, how do you think, knowing all of this going on, do you think Wayne LaPierre is going to step up in front of a podium and have your respect after this, as if nothing's occurred? Lawsuits flying all over the place. We've got a common enemy that is trying to destroy our way of life and our constitutional rights that allow us to live and lead that way of life. And Wayne LaPierre is more concerned about suing Oliver North and Ackerman McQueen and the NRA doing this. And now Chris Cox out. I mean, what, are you kidding me? Here's what has to happen. Wayne LaPierre, you need to go. Go, brother, go. You've done a great job for 30 years. Now get the hell out. That's this radio host's position. Leave. Change at the top is necessary. You, this appears to be you trying to, just as I gave you the things, it doesn't look good, Wayne. It's time, brother. Fold it. Fold up shop, man, and go home. Just go and let the National Rifle Association move into another era. You've done your deal. This is doing nothing but harming all of us as gun owners, because the left makes everybody out to be NRA. They demonize the National Rifle Association, and you, sir, aren't making it any better. It's just time, and I can say that because you know what? I can. I don't work for you. I'm tired of this, and I don't want people leaving the National Rifle Association because of what they see happening and what they – perception is reality, Brother Wayne. It's perception is reality, my friend. It's just time. It's come time. Resign. Resign with dignity. And you know what? It might even be too late for that based on all of this. I don't know. I don't know what's going to come out. But if you think the lawsuits and everything are any good for any of us, you're out. You've lost your marbles, bro. Go home. You've made enough money. I know. Go home. I've just been informed a couple minutes ago before the hour started. I'm sorry I had to go back into that. That I could take 3 hours and talk about the NRA, but I'm not going to. I was just informed that AWR Hawkins is not going to be able to make it inside the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios with us today, and that's quite all right. We enjoy giving people some time off. He has given us more time of his than I can't. There's just not enough words. There's not enough time, and there isn't enough money for me to thank him. AWR reaches down into his own time every single week. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, and comes here and brings his voice to everything that he writes about in defense of our Second Amendment every week. So enjoy your evening off, brother. I appreciate everything that you do for it. But what we're going to do is we're going to go into what I had scheduled to talk with him anyway about. And I'll start with this. Boy, I really wanted his opinion on the NRA too, right? Oh, wouldn't that have been fun? That's okay. We'll get it next week. And I can promise you there's going to be more dirt out there after next week as well. Let's start with this one. Bernie Sanders says he welcomes the NRA's hatred. Bernie Sanders says he welcomes the NRA's hatred. There was a time in American politics when no Democrat, because there was a time in American politics where a socialist would have been shunned, wouldn't have been able to run, would have been run out of town. Even on the Democrat ticket, no socialists allowed, no communists here. This is America. We don't want your kind here. It wasn't that long ago. Now, the Democrats openly embracing this aging, lunatic socialist, pushing an agenda that has absolutely no place in America. And I mean no place in America. Sanders used a tweet to put together the National Rifle Association along with drug companies who he can't stand. Forget the fact that it's the nation's drug companies that have provided us the research and the development into life-saving drugs, not just for this country, but globally. Insurance companies, he can't stand insurance companies. Why would he? It's free enterprise. Wall Street, why would he care? Wall Street is the epitome of free enterprise. And quote-unquote, the military-industrial complex. You know, the complex that builds the toys that keep us safe, that break things and kill people in other places that are trying to break our things and kill us. Unbelievable. And here's what he said. We welcome your hatred. We welcome your hatred. Hatred. The Democrat Party today, and this is coming from an individual who is running to be the president, who came very close to ousting Hillary Clinton, another lunatic leftist, in the 2016 election to run against Donald Trump. That's how close this country's coming to what I will tell you now, if the Democrats have their way and keep pushing this, is a fight unlike anything they've ever seen. Because Americans will not sit back and allow this ideology to take them over. It will not happen without a fight. These people, I don't know how else to tell you this, hate your freedoms, hate your guts. These people cannot stand you. They are itching for a fight. Some of them, a physical fight. Don't take that from me. Joe Biden mentioned it just the other day. We'll go to Papa Biden when we come back after this next segment. But Eric Swalwell doing the same thing, and the mainstream media continuing to push this. There was a time in America where none of this would have occurred. None of it. In our lifetimes. We are living in unprecedented, well, we're not living in unprecedented dangerous times. We're living in very dangerous times, but it isn't unprecedented. The last time we had rhetoric like this, this country went to war with itself. We'll be back after this. Okay, gun lover, your time is almost up. You still have a little time to win big today, though, because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but you have to hurry because it all ends this Friday, June 21st. You are almost out of time. Just text ARMED to 87222 and get entered right now. The official rules are right on the page. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun each day. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, maybe even that new Sig Sauer. But these free guns are going fast. Just text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and reveal the gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight. These free guns are almost gone, so please hurry. This is your big chance to take home one of these guns. Don't miss out. Just text ARMED to 87222 and get entered to win your free gun right now. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222. ARMED, A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside the Crosby & Holster studios with me. I was talking previously about hatred and unprecedented where we are in American history right now. I'm not going to get into too much of that right now because I want to continue on with some of these topics that I've wanted to talk with you about. And Biden was one of them. And it fits perfectly with what we were talking about Bernie Sanders and his welcoming hatred. No problem, Bernie. No problem. Biden suggests brass knuckle fight and physical revolution against Republicans. What? Did I just hear that? Yes, you did hear that correctly. Joe Biden, just during this past week, suggested a brass knuckle fight and physical revolution against Republicans. Remember the hatred theme. Bernie Sanders hates you to a point he welcomes your hatred. Because when he says NRA, he's referring to every single gun owner in America. Bernie Sanders, when he says he welcomes the hatred of the NRA, welcomes the hatred of millions of law-abiding American citizens of every color, of every demographic in this nation, every socioeconomic rung on the ladder, everything. That's what Bernie Sanders is saying he welcomes. He welcomes the hatred of active duty law enforcement, retired law enforcement, active duty and retired military veterans, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, brown, black, red, green, yellow, every walk of American life, every religion. Bernie Sanders welcomes your hatred. Great rhetoric in American politics, isn't it? Joe Biden, you know, that moderate lunatic, suggesting a brass knuckle fight if Democrats can't get their way in the U.S. Senate. He also said if the Dems can't pass their agenda, then, quote, let's start a real physical revolution if that's what you're talking about. Let's start a real physical revolution if you're talking about it. The Democrat Party today is pushing this country to the precipice. Very dangerous, extreme, radical, progressive, socialist, America-hating, treasonous rhetoric, might I add, coming from individuals who want to run for president. Now, let's take that national crap from Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, and we'll get to Swalwell in just a minute. We can't let him off the hook today. But let's go out to Oregon for just a moment. I have gotten a ton of email from you regarding the unfolding situation in Oregon. And it might be a situation that you're not even aware of. It's not getting a tremendous amount of attention, but the attention that it is getting is frightening, and it's worth keeping our eye on. Now, let me just make this very clear. I am not the conspiracy theorist, never have been, tend to stay away from the whole militia thing, you know, talking about the Bundy Ranch and talking about the takeover of the sanctuary out west, you know, a couple years ago and all that. We cover it, but it's because it's news. But I don't really cover it from the aspect, oh, they have guns, let's go out there and defend them. No, it doesn't work that way. In Oregon, though, things are unfolding in a way that requires some attention here. And it fits really well with the hatred welcoming from Bernie Sanders and the dopey, ridiculous, very dangerous rhetoric from Joe Biden and Eric Swalwell and the rest of them. The Oregon State Senate closed on Saturday due to a quote-unquote possible militia threat from a right-wing group. Notice it's always a right-wing group, but whenever they're talking about left-wing group, it's never left-wing group or never left-wing radical group. It's Antifa. It's never left-wing radical, but when it's right-wing, it's always right-wing is the way they always phrase it, from a right-wing group. But there's more going on. Why is this happening? Because Republican lawmakers walked out over some climate change legislation. And in Oregon, you need a quorum. There has to be so many people there in order for something to pass, even though the Democrats hold a supermajority. So what exactly happened? You had 12 Republicans walk out. They left the state. And there have been reports of right-wing groups that have been posting their support for those Republicans. One of those groups, the Oregon 3%ers, that's the same group who joined in the takeover of the wildlife refuge back in 2016. On Friday, And this is, and I put this tweet out yesterday. This is so dangerous. The rhetoric escalates, and this can escalate so fast. It's so dangerous. But on Friday, a spokesperson for Senate President Peter Courtney told the AP that the Oregon State Police recommended, quote, that the Capitol be closed tomorrow due to a possible militia threat because the governor has ordered the state police to go get the Republicans under threat of arrest, to grab them. It is absolutely unacceptable that the Senate Republicans would turn their back on their constituents who they are honor-bound to represent here in this building. They need to return and do the jobs they were elected to do. So what was happening was they're protesting cap and trade. They walked out, and they are claiming that they are, in fact, representing their constituency and handling things exactly the way they should be doing it. And since then, Senate Republican leader Herman Bartschlager from Grants Pass, Oregon, said the following. We have endured threats of arrest, fines, and pulling community project funds from the governor, Senate president, and majority leader. We will not stand by and be bullied by the majority party any longer. Republican Senator Brian Boquist went as far as telling the state police that if you're coming after me on their orders, quote, send bachelors and come heavily armed. Send bachelors and come heavily armed. That from a Republican, Brian Boquist. That's how heated the rhetoric is in Oregon right now. That's how heated it is. The Democrats, what you're seeing happen in Oregon is you will agree with me or the hell with you. That's compromise to a Democrat. All you've got to do is look farther down the coast, look down in California and Sacramento. Supermajorities, lunacy erupts. It's a petri dish. It's an experiment in un-American socialism. That's what's happening now that the Democrat Party is outed for what they are. And we're now witnessing that in Oregon. Very, very dangerous rhetoric. Doesn't matter whether it's a Republican or a Democrat that says it. It is incredibly dangerous rhetoric. When you've now got the top of the Oregon government telling the state police to go get the minority political party, the Republican in this case, the Republicans, and a Republican saying, send bachelors and come heavily armed. That means I don't want to have to fire on a father. I don't want to have to fire on a husband. But if you're coming after me, send bachelors and you better come heavily armed. In other words, I am going to fight. This is incredibly dangerous stuff. So we're going to keep an eye on what's going on in Oregon. And those of you who are sending me emails, I do appreciate it. It's fascinating to watch. I don't know how this is going to play out. We saw the same thing happen when Democrats left in Wisconsin, okay? But this is the state of American politics today. This is what that heated rhetoric does. I don't know about you, but I don't see the light at the end of this tunnel. I just simply don't. And with 24/7 news, 365, constant, this steady stream of hatred from social media, I don't see a break in this chain. I just simply do not, and it's sad. But somehow, I'm just going to stop right there because I don't want to say it. But I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios continues after this.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Okay, gun lover, your time is almost up. You still have a little time to win big today, though, because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but you have to hurry because it all ends this Friday, June 21st. You are almost out of time. Just text ARMED to 87222 and get entered right now. The official rules are right on the page. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun each day. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, maybe even that new Sig Sauer. But these free guns are going fast. Just text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and reveal the gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight. These free guns are almost gone, so please hurry. This is your big chance to take home one of these guns. Don't miss out. Just text ARM to 87222 and get entered to win your free gun right now. That's ARMED to 87222. ARMED, ARMED to 87222.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, segment 3, the second hour of the program today continues right now. Scary stuff going on out there, man. When you look at the rhetoric, the hatred, the division, none of it's getting any better. I closed out the last segment with the fact that I was worried about it. I had better just shut up. There are things I don't want to say about it, but I will say this. One side is going to have to win. The country cannot continue to be torn apart like this. This country has been here before, and I'm fearful of where this country is going. This type of rhetoric with an ideology that's being pushed on Americans that has no place in this hemisphere, let alone in this country, inside our borders, is dangerous. And a mainstream press telling everybody, making people believe it's okay, making you as a conservative American gun owner, someone who loves the Constitution, out to be the lunatic, is just, we're living in an upside down world, and one can only hope that those people who are being told are upside down, us, we're being told we're upside down by the left, can continue to pull the lever in 2020 and keep this from happening, because I dread what will happen. What you're seeing happen in Oregon now will happen on a much larger scale should socialists gain a foothold in the White House and Congress. It will be a terrible. I can tell you one thing, I won't live under that. I will not do it. I will not live under socialism. How about you? So I think you understand what I'm talking about. Regardless of all of that, how about a happy ending story? You want to go to a happy ending story first? Let's do it, because I like happy ending stories. This one from AWR Hawkins, intrusion suspect found in front yard after a homeowner shoots him in the neck. The headline is beautiful. Hold on a second. I can chill. I really do have goosebumps. I wish you could see. Police found a home intrusion suspect. This was in Botetourt County, Virginia. He was found in the front yard when the cops got there. He had been shot in the neck by a homeowner. Now, I don't know how you survive a wound like that. Shot in the neck, was he grazed? I don't know. Is he going to wind up a paraplegic, a quadriplegic? I don't know. I don't care if he does. The guy was 46 years old. Now, you would think at 46 years old, a guy by the name of Edward Coleman Barber would know better than to arm himself and break into someone's home to try to steal their car and demand the keys. And when somebody freaks out and says they're not going to give them to you and begins screaming, that you begin shooting inside someone else's home. The homeowner, I guess the husband of the woman, armed himself and returned fire, striking the lunatic in their home. And, of course, he fled, fell down in the front yard, and, well, you know, there you go. Found out in the front yard, bleeding out, as the cops arrived, which is exactly what he deserved. But what always gets me with these stories is the homeowner armed himself and returned fire. Again, theater of the mind. What was this woman doing? It was 4:30 in the afternoon. Maybe she was in the house watching TV. Maybe she was doing some dishes. Maybe she was gardening in the backyard. I don't know. Maybe she was sitting at the kitchen table reading the paper. Maybe she was on a computer working from home in an office. I don't know. But someone breaks into her home. She begins screaming for help. And an individual, a man, I'm assuming a husband, because it says the homeowner armed himself and returned fire. Did he have the gun on him? Was it on top of a refrigerator? Was it in a bedroom? Did he have to go to a safe and turn the dial 4 times right, 3 times left, 2 times right, and then open the safe? Then load the gun, which is what the lefties would want you to do? No, I don't think so. I don't think that's the case at all. Clearly, these people have their firearms either on their possession or very, very, very close by, which is the way it should be. And I would highly recommend, and that's the takeaway from this, that you do the same thing. Bad things happen to good people all the time. These people did not expect a 46-year-old loser by the name of Edward Coleman Barber to come busting into their house at 4:30 in the afternoon. They just didn't expect it. Know where your gun is, even when you're at home. Have it on you, preferably. If that means you want to carry a slightly smaller gun in your house till you can get to your bigger, that's fine. But have access to a firearm, even when you're at home. Criminals count on surprising you. And that's what we say all the time. Remember, the criminal has the advantage. Evil picks and chooses the time it wants to fight, not you. And it's not going to ask your permission, and it's not going to give you a heads up. 46-year-old Edward Coleman Barber didn't leave a message in the mailbox, send an email, make a phone call, and say, I'm coming by at 4:30 today. Be ready. Not at all. You have the responsibility to be ready, period, because Edward Coleman Barber, loser, can show up anytime, anywhere. So what exactly happened? He had been dropped off in the area about 3 weeks ago, apparently, according to the cops, and was trying to get a vehicle in order to, according to the police, to get back to the Roanoke area. Now he faces breaking and entering charges, as well as charges for being a felon in possession of a firearm. You mean he didn't pass a background check? Oh, so the background check wouldn't have stopped the felon, loser, Edward Coleman Barber, loser, from breaking into the home? Of course not. How about that, Booker? How about that, Swalwell? How about that, Biden? How about you, lefties? No background check would have stopped the felon from having the gun that he more than likely stole. Of course he stole it. He didn't buy it at a gun show. California residents, Del Mar, whose case you just got preliminary injunctioned against because of the Second Amendment Foundation. He didn't buy it at a gun shop. He didn't walk into Cabela's and buy it. He stole it. He was a felon in possession of a firearm. And no background check would have stopped that, Brady's. No background check would have stopped it, Swalwell. No background check would have stopped it, Shannon Watts, Michael Bloomberg. But you already knew that. Because it isn't about stopping Edward Coleman Barber, the 46-year-old loser. It's about stopping me. But guess what? We already know that. Yes, we do. We already know that. Let's go to Swalwell for a second. I told you I wasn't going to let this idiot off the hook. I have to go to Swalwell for just a second because, yet again, Swalwell just proves me completely right. And it's easy to prove me right because I'm right. Keep pistols and shotguns, but AR-15s have got to go. Have you ever... I don't want to talk about the way he looks, but there's a picture that AWR Hawkins has on him. Swalwell's got this little scream look on his face. He looks like the Sasquatch in the Jack Link sausage. Jack Link, you know, what is it? The dehydrated, the jerky, the beef jerky and the sausage commercials. That's what he looks like. Yeah. But this guy's so far down in the polls. This guy's such a loser that he just keeps doubling, tripling, and quadrupling down on his lunacy. But keep pistols and shotguns, but AR-15s have got to go. Why? See, Swalwell is okay with, here's where I'm right, Swalwell is okay with 12 murdered people with a handgun by a killer in Virginia Beach and 32 dead individuals by a handgun being wielded by a killer in Virginia Tech. He's okay with that. You can keep your pistols. But AR-15s have got to go. AR-15s were not involved in either of those two killings. And basically 90% or even higher of killings when criminals choose to use firearms in this country. It's not an AR-15. Their weapon of choice, to use their own words against them, is a pistol. And a stolen one. Kind of like the loser, Edward, 46-year-old loser, barber loser in Virginia, in Botetourt County, who was shot in the neck and was a felon in possession of a gun. So it's okay with Swalwell. I mean, we can make that assumption. I've been mentioning that and making that point for quite some time. He says he will let Americans keep their pistols and shotguns, but AR-15s and others commonly owned semi-automatic rifles have got to go. I've got news for you, Eric Swalwell. You don't get to let me keep anything. I keep what I want to keep. You don't get to let me do or say or keep what I want. And that rhetoric, sir, is going to get this country in even deeper trouble than it's already in. You leftists would be advised to tone it down. Tone down the rhetoric, Mr. Swalwell. Tone down the rhetoric. Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast will be back right after this.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now, before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Segment 4. We're going to slide into home here in hour 2 of Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast from these Crossbreed Holster Studios. A couple things I want to repeat and keep out there. Fighting solves everything. That is my dear friend Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. That's his new motto as he is fighting cancer. Fighting solves everything. I want you to go to Armed American Radio's Facebook page, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. And whether it's sending a prayer, whether it's sending a dollar, make your voice heard on the post there. I've got the GoFundMe. It's pinned up on the top of Armed American Radio's Facebook page. If you can give a dollar, $2, $10, $50, $100, $1,000, $50,000, whatever you can give. Yeah, there are people out there that can give that kind of money. There certainly are, yeah. Maybe not in socialist countries, but, you know, socialism works great until you run out of somebody else's money. But Paul Markle needs our help. And as he fights this insidious disease, I've got the GoFundMe page up there at the top. Please give what you can, even if it's just a prayer. Leave something there. And I know personally, my family knows personally, the intensity that you brought to my home and to these Crossbreed Holster Studios during my wife's recent battle with breast cancer, and she is 100% clean. And we know that we can do the same thing for Brother Paul Markle. So thank you in advance for your assistance. That's facebook.com/Armed American Radio. And we're trying to reach $250,000. Whatever you can give, whatever you can give is a huge help to Paul Markle and his family. GoFundMe, facebook.com/Armed American Radio, pinned to the top of the page. This weekend coming up, it is Sunday. I will be leaving Thursday, and I love this trip. I love this trip more than any trip I take anywhere, anytime. I have been going to this area of Arizona for over 20-plus years. And that is, of course, Tombstone, Arizona. So let me tell you what this is going to look like. I will fly into Phoenix on Thursday, get into Phoenix at about 12 o'clock noon, where a buddy of mine who actually works for Delta and had been there for a day earlier, has never been to Arizona before, his first trip to Arizona, but he's working out there at the airport, will be meeting me at baggage, where I will be picking up my luggage with a couple of firearms in it, and we will hop on a tram, and if you know anything about Sky Harbor Airport, I give Phoenix a pass for a lot of things, but I can't stand that airport for a lot of different reasons. One of them is the location of the rental car facility, but I digress. We're going to hop over to the rental car facility. We're going to rent us a truck or some type of four-wheel drive, whatever we want. And we are going to take a drive down to Tombstone, Arizona. It's about a 3-hour and 15-minute drive. I anticipate stopping a couple places along the way and do some shooting. So it will probably put us in Tombstone around 5:30 on Thursday, where I will be meeting with my good friend Kurt Schilling in Tombstone, Arizona, who will be just arriving from Tucson. And we will get together for dinner and prepare for a great weekend for Tombstone Freedom Days. And you can check out the website, tombstonefreedomdays.com. I will be there. Actress Morgan Brittany will be there. You heard Gordon Anderson on the program last week talking about it. Kurt Schilling will be there. Texas Jack Vermillion from the movie Tombstone will be there. There will be Buffalo Soldiers there, Tuskegee Airmen there. There's a parade. The Border Patrol is going to be in the parade. We're going to have some troops from Fort Huachuca. They will be in the parade. And a lot of the locals. There will be gunfights in the streets. There will be the Tombstone vigilantes doing the hangings, the recreations of the gunfight at the OK Corral. Friday night will be a meet and greet with me, Kurt Schilling, Morgan Brittany, and others in the old, what is now the new Oriental Saloon on the very grounds of the original Oriental Saloon, where Doc Holliday and Johnny Ringo had that famous meeting while Wyatt Earp was dealing faro. He was a faro dealer right there on that spot in the original Crystal Palace. Excuse me, the original Oriental Saloon right across the street from the Crystal Palace Saloon on that famous corner of 5th and Allen in historic Western folklore. It's just a wonderful place. A couple blocks down the street, Shiflin Hall, Saturday after the parade, will be the 2A Town Hall, where I'll be moderating and introducing these amazing people and involving you who show up and want to ask questions about the state of the Second Amendment in America's only actual declared, by decree, Second Amendment city, Tombstone, Arizona, a place built on the gun, both good and bad. So just a tremendous amount of fun. I will be broadcast. Some people have already asked me, what about the daytime show? We're going to do a couple things Friday, because it will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon out there, and I love the Pacific time zone for the radio program. It allows me the opportunity to bring the program to you. So I am hopeful that I will be able to bring a live program to you from Tombstone, Arizona on Friday. Thursday is going to be a little bit difficult to do, but no question about it, I'll have some type of program lined up for you relative to what we're doing in Tombstone. The Sunday program, I will be recording the Sunday program with all these amazing people in Tombstone over the course of those 3 days. Then when I get back to Phoenix, we'll be incorporating some of those tape things and the live program together. So it is just going to be a tremendous amount of fun coming to you from an area of the country that I just absolutely love, and it's historic, and it's built on the gun, and we're going to have a blast, and I really hope you join me for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Now, it's going to be tough for me Thursday, of course, because I'm going to be in the air. On Thursday, no doubt, but Friday and the Sunday show will then be brought to you, and the Monday show with snippets from Tombstone. Lots of fun. Now, quickly, Grilling While Armed, the cookbook, the top 20 recipes, a long time in the making. Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day. I have been waiting to give you this information for years, actually. But I will have the release date, and the release date could be Wednesday and could be Thursday, because I will have the proof copy of the book in my hands on Wednesday. And if it looks good, we're going to go ahead and give the go-ahead. I'm not sure when the publisher will be able to put the release, but I will know Wednesday or Thursday this week. So we are very, very close. We are literally hours from releasing Grilling While Armed, an incredibly unique and fun concept. If you've listened to the show over the last decade, you've heard me give out great barbecue recipes and then pair it with a great firearm. What's more American than barbecue and guns? And so many of you have just participated over the years. I wish I had a dollar for every photograph I've gotten of you grilling while armed. I've gotten them from Miami, Florida, all the way to Willow, Alaska. I've gotten them from Maine to Southern California and every place in between. So Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, is ready in about, I don't know, let's just say a few hours. You want a couple? Do you want a couple of the recipes from it? All right, let me give you a couple of the recipes. We can tease this now. Here we go. There's a smoked chicken tostada recipe that is off the chain. There's Aunt Sally's. Aunt Sally's. Oh, it's just a take. It's her original recipe, but we kicked it up a notch. The smoked mac and cheese, you're going to love it. We have some fun stuff. The take it from my cold dead hands. Oh, yeah. I can't have time to give you the actual recipe. It's in the book. But suffice to say, you're going to get you taste them, you make them and taste them smoked baked bean recipe, which is incredible. You're going to get the smoked, heavenly smoked cream corn recipe, the famous, world famous Bill Cannon Texas barbecue rub, smoked meatloaf recipe is in there. And we match them up with great firearms. I promise you, you're going to love the book. It is 160 pages, 8x10, pert near coffee table size, full glossy color through and through. Watch my Twitter feed at AARMark and Facebook.com/ArmedAmericanRadio. I'll be letting you know when it's coming out later in the week. An encore presentation regarding the NRA from Rob Pincus, which was very prophetic on Tuesday. Now that you heard me go off and rant a little bit, this hour is incredible. Coming up next, the encore presentation. Until we meet in the next hour, I hope you enjoyed this program, Armed American Radio. We'll be back right after this. Enjoy the rest of your few minutes. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Back right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.